What don't you see? And how does that impact your perspectives? We learn to focus on our goals and are rewarded by ultimately attaining them. Along the way, however, we might miss some big opportunity or an impending disaster. Not convinced? Listen to what happens when pilot apprentices using a flight simulator are instructed to focus on landing their plane in the center of a very narrow runway. They are told they must factor in atmospheric conditions like wind gusts, etc. And just as they are about to land the plane, the simulator reveals a commercial airliner parked across the landing runway. What do you think happens? Do the trainees see the commercial airliner? Actually, only half of them do. The other half, so focused on landing their planes accurately, literally did not see the big commercial airplane parked across the runway. Only after seeing the tape do they realize they landed on top of another plane. This is called attention blindness. Imagine how attention blindness can derail a negotiation. Each party, totally focused on the aspect they see, literally cannot see what the other sees, like the trainee pilots who did not see the commercial airliner. Kathy Davidson, author of Now You See It, How the Brain Science of Attention Will Transform the Way We Live, Work, and Learn, points out that just because we can't see something does not mean it doesn't exist. She suggests that we collaborate, rethink everything, to begin to see the things we've been missing and catch hold of what's passing us by. This week, if this assignment appeals to you, take time each day. Consider, who might you collaborate with to explore what you see and what you don't see? Rethink a major project. Talk about it with them. Take advantage of what others can see that you haven't because of attention blindness. Expand what you see through collaboration. Don't miss an opportunity or divert a disaster.